I've played Dublin, you know, a couple of times before. I played with the Lars back in 1989, which was an eye-opener because it was actually the first time I'd been back to the old country. So that was, it was odd, actually. It was like a bit of a deja vu thing because, you know, I do love Ireland very much. I love being in Ireland, playing music in Ireland and just hanging out. You know, it just feels very natural.
What do you remember, just out of interest, you say the Lars 1989, what do you remember of Dublin at that time? Because in the decades since, as you well and truly know, because you've been back and forth, it's changed so much. But what was the one thing that struck you back then, first time?
The one thing that struck me, I think, is the kind of the factor in Ireland, which is a thing I think I love the most about it, is that people take the art of conversation very seriously. Mm. I like the sort of wit and openness of the Irish mentality. And the fact that people... there's quite a baroque use of language. I suppose it's nearly a cliche when you look at the kind of writers. Obviously, Joyce is a big one. Mm. He's one of my favourite writers, and Oscar Wilde and all the rest of it, and Flann O'Brien and Beckett and everything. But I just think it's the poetry in the Irish soul, and it's something I feel a very strong connection with. I mean, I've been over and back to Dublin any number of times since then. I was actually, I had an Irish girlfriend for a while who lived over by Dundalk in Blackrock.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that the thing that struck me at the time, it wasn't so much about Dublin, it was about Belfast, because, as you'll be aware, in 1989, things were very, very different in Belfast in terms of, you know, it was pre the Good Friday Agreement, so it was still a city very much under manners, you know, armoured personnel, carriers crawling around with arms drawn and barbed wire everywhere. But the people were racist, and I think the thing that struck me about Ireland is the difference in Belfast and in the six counties, really. You know, I was actually in Dublin the day the Good Friday Agreement was signed.
Were you?
So, yeah, I was. And obviously that was such a significant day in Irish history. And obviously, you know, the peace dividend now, I guess, you know, not Dublin specific, but certainly to do with Ireland, the peace dividend since the Good Friday Agreement, I guess, has been the biggest change. And, you know, long may it continue.
Well said. Absolutely. Very, very well said. It's quite interesting that you have taken such an interest in the country. I mean, to mention those differences between the six counties and what goes on in the Republic, like back then, it was so different. It was a million miles apart. It really and truly was.
Like night and day.
Yeah,
Marty, absolutely. 100%. It's a beautiful thing. It's something to be celebrated, you know.
The show, talk me through what's going to happen in the Grand Social.
Well, as you say, I'm like, as you probably noticed, I'm quite a talkative guy.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of narrative about the experience of the Lars and what I've been up to since. Obviously, there's going to be, I'm going to be playing the majority of the album on an acoustic basis. I'll be playing some originals, maybe one or two other covers. Well, I think, you know, it's for anyone that loves the Lars, because what I have noticed is that I've been, you know, playing in Ireland regularly since about 2015. And I've got to say, it's my favourite place in the world to play music. Wow. I like the fact that I was talking to a friend of mine, who's actually from County Mayo, yesterday, a guy called Ryan. And he actually anticipated what I was going to say, like telepathically. I said, one of the things I love about playing in Ireland, he goes, it's the people listen. And I went, absolutely that.
That is true, yeah.
Right, I think my favourite gig that I've ever played in my life was actually in Derry and in Bennigans. And I'm lucky enough to be able to go over and play in Bennigans again, which, if anyone's up that end of the country, it's next Wednesday, the 2nd of October.
Good man.
In Bennigans. Plug.
Yeah, no, get it in, yeah.
And I couldn't believe the way that people listened and the warmth and the love that I got back. It was actually overwhelming and really, really moving.